This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Ground-level ozone, better known as smog, wasn't as bad as usual this summer. CPR's Sam Brash reports on the latest state data released this week.
Ozone forms when other pollutants, like emissions from cars or oil and gas operations, react in the atmosphere. Dry heat and sunlight drive the process. Scott Landis is Colorado's air quality forecaster. He says that's why cooler, wetter weather made for a less smoggy summer along the Front Range.
This past summer, it was a, quote, good summer. As far as ozone is concerned, we'll take that when we can get it.
The region around Denver violated federal ozone standards on 23 days this year, down from 41 days in 2024. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
State public health officials say they've confirmed a new case of measles. It's in a visitor from out of state in southern Colorado. With more, here's CPR's John Daly.
The state health department and a local health department say they're notifying the public of areas for potential measles exposures by that visitor who traveled to Huerfano County and visited a local hotel and store. Health officials say measles is highly contagious and can sometimes lead to serious health problems, but it is a vaccine-preventable disease. The state has now recorded 31 measles cases in 2025. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado is expected to have one competitive congressional race next year, but it's another race that's brought in the most fundraising cash recently. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on those fundraising numbers from the last quarter.
The 4th congressional district is Colorado's reddest, but two Democrats are raising big dollars in their quest to run against Republican Representative Lauren Boebert. Democrat Eileen Laubacher, a retired Navy Rear Admiral, raised almost $2.5 million. Boebert, who is the safest GOP seat in the state, raised $110,000. The firebrand conservative was also outraised by Democrat Tricia Calvarese, who pulled in $500,000. Boebert beat Calvarese in 2024. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's 6:06. Stay with us.